If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
The man suing Powerball winner Edwin Castro has been ruled competent to stand trial in a separate criminal case, RadarOnline.com has learned. Jose Rivera was ordered to undergo a mental health evaluation after he had an outburst in court and fired his public defender. Rivera pleaded not guilty after he was charged with filing a false police report in Pasadena about the alleged theft of the winning lottery ticket. Last month, a judge suspended Rivera's criminal case and ordered him to undergo a mental health evaluation. After sitting for an hours-long psychiatric evaluation, the physician ruled Rivera competent to stand trial. Rivera, whose second language is English, had a Spanish interpreter beside him at a hearing to discuss the doctor's findings. He was also given a new public defender. Rivera appeared before Judge Martha A. Matthews, who announced the trial would continue in Pasadena. The court finds Mr. Campos is competent to stand trial, Judge Matthews said at the hearing. Rivera burst into tears, relieved with the outcome. After leaving the courthouse, he told the U.S. Sun, "I feel so good. I'm back to court in Pasadena. I passed it and we'll see what's coming." Rivera choked back tears as he noted it had been a very emotional day, adding he was very happy with the results that they gave me. He went on to describe the psychiatric evaluation he sat for, stating, "They asked me some questions that were kind of weird. If I hear voices, I'm like, I don't hear nothing." Rivera also claimed he provided the doctors with alleged evidence and documents from his previous lawyers. While Rivera claims he has evidence to prove he purchased the winning ticket, which he said was stolen by a man named Reggie, Castro has vowed to fight the lawsuit. The California Lottery Commission denied Rivera's previous claims and has supported Castro as the rightful winner. Both claim surveillance footage shows Castro purchasing the winning ticket from Joe's Service Center in Altadena. Nonetheless, Rivera doubled down on his claims and insisted he purchased the winning ticket. "I'm not lying about this," Rivera said on Tuesday, adding he's not crazy and deserves to be shown some respect. "It's so sad that they sent me here," Rivera continued. "I will prove that I'm the rightful winner. I've been fighting this case and hopefully they will listen to me. I'm very confident, 100% confident, what I'm doing. It's correct." When asked if there was any message he had for Castro, Rivera responded, "I'm not going to talk bad about him, but, do the right thing. Come forward and say the truth because the truth is going to come out." Rivera was fined $1,500 last week after he failed to appear at a case management conference regarding the civil matter with Castro.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.